This year, we're going to have the special occurrence of Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. The day before Pesach falls on Shabbos. And the big topic that most people are busy with is Shal Shudis. What do we do Shal Shudis? This may be another, maybe next week, you know, on Mipik Sovam. But there's another very, that's really related to the call for the Shabbos that comes. But before the Shabbos, the big question, the big discussion that we have is what about the Tainis Bechoris? What do we do with Tainis Bechoris? So first of all, a little bit of a preview because it's very nugget to what we're going to do. Where does Tainis Bechoris come from? Tainis Bechoris is not brought down in the Gemara. The source of it is Masechet Sofer. Masechet Sofer says that there is a union of Tainis Bechoris, and also the source of it in the Yerushalmi that says Tainis Bechoris. Some want to say also that maybe it fits in the Gemara Masechim as well. Regarding the one who was fasting the day before Pesach, because the Savior brings over there, maybe it was a Tainis Bechoris. But the Pashim Shad wasn't brought down the Gemara. So first of all, our source of Tainis Bechoris is something which is not the, you know, the main source of many Taniers that we have in Pichazal. It's a little bit easier source. And the Mishnah Berurah already tells us, really what brought in Halacha earlier, that a person who is in a Seudas Mitzvah, he may stop his Tainis. That some say he may stop his Tainis. The Seudas Mitzvah that Mishnah Berurah speaks about is not a Seu. It speaks about someone who goes to a Bris Milah, someone who goes to any other Seudas Mitzvah, marriage, Chasana, doesn't speak about Seudas Seu. But the Poiskis Manein who brought from there that Seudas Seu also should work. Many Achoyim disagree and all the Seu does not work for Tainis Bechoris. This time as a background. It's about down the name of the Noi Debi Yuda. The Noi Debi Yuda Beis Dinoi, that's about him, the Noi Debi Yuda Beis Dinoi, he paskin that Bechoyrim cannot rely on a Siyum four times Bechoyrs. And I could say that I know second hand, that my Rebbe Moshe Shapir is a Tzal, he would fast every times Bechoyrs, he wouldn't do a Siyum. You know how much faster. One of the reasons brought down why we're makel to rely on a Seudas Mitzvah, why we're makel to do a Seudas Siyum to get out of the fast, we don't do that in a regular fast. So why we do that in Tainis Bechoris? So it's two main reasons. One reason is because the source of it is not so rooted in Chazal. It's rooted in Chazal, but not in the main sources. Now in the Gemara, it comes from the Masechet Sofer. Another very important reason brought down is because the Erev Pesach is very difficult. Because that night you have to do the mitzvahs of the Seder. So imagine you're going to be in there, you call a person who's fasting, he has to go straight into the Arba Krisis. It's very difficult. So that's another reason why we're makel to do a siyum on Tainis Bechoris, and that's in general the idea. And with this, obviously, there's Poiskis Manein go on to all the details. The person was in a siyum, but he didn't hear the siyum. He heard the siyum, but he wasn't in the Masuda, etc. How does that work? Which Yom Tov? Yeah, Korban Pesach. But the main achil of Korban Pesach is the night. Good question. Let's put it this way. There'd be a korban when you fast. Push shot is that the main korban is for the night. You do it in the night. Okay. But any kind of time, good question.
What if you could fast before you bring the korban? One of the korban is after the bin avayim.
Bin avayim, and then you eat right after. Yeah, okay, well, you save that day. Okay, I hear. Now, the big question is, when it comes out, Erev Pesach, Shechal, B'Shabbos, what do you do then? What do you do? And here, Lamaisa, we have a big machalikas in the poiskim. The Shulchan Aruch himself brings two opinions. One opinion is that you don't fast on Shabbos. You can't fast on Shabbos. So what do? You fast on Thursday. Why Thursday? So now we learn from Tainis Esther. Now, Tainis Esther also is supposed to do before Purim. Tainis Esther is one of the Taniers. You do Mugdim, you don't do Mugdim. It's not a Puranus like the other Taniers. So if I can't fast on, if Purim was on Sunday, what do I do Tainis Esther? So you don't do it, you can't do Shabbos. You don't do it Friday, you do Thursday. Why? Because we try and have Shabbos not to fast. You don't want to come to Shabbos with Me'uni. The one exception is the Sar B'Tavis. We have this year, Sar B'Tavis falls on Friday. But in general, you do fasting, you try to move, you don't want to have it on Friday. You know, Shulchan Aruch brings the opinion that you don't do the Tainis Bechoyim on Friday, you do it on Thursday. Another opinion that Shulchan Aruch brings is that you don't fast at all. Forget about Thursday, you don't fast at all. Why you don't fast at all? Because really, it's an easier time. It's supposed to be Shabbos. You couldn't do it Shabbos. That's another shit. There's another shita that Shulchan Aruch does not bring. It's brought down in Birkatai, the Kaf Chaim and others, that the Siyum is done by, you have to do the fast on Friday. Even though you don't usually don't try out the fast on Friday, but this opinion holds in the name of the Meiri, and other Rishonim, that say that you can't do Thursday, you do it Friday, they don't mash with the tiniest Esther. So there's really three opinions what to do. And the Shulchan Aruch concludes, in the Miramah, the minig is to do it on Thursday. That's the minig to do it on Thursday. The simple understanding is that the Thursday means, really, it's supposed to be Shabbos. I can't do Shabbos, I bring it earlier. How early should I do it? I bring it earlier to Thursday because I don't want to do it on Friday. Really, I could have done it on Friday. I try to avoid doing a fast on Friday. Why is this important? Because this brings us to the discussion, what do you do with a siyum? So you would say, I'll do a siyum on Thursday. I fast on Thursday, so I do a siyum on Thursday. Same thing I would do in every Erev Pesach. Every day after fast, I do a siyum. But here we have a problem with it. Can you do a siyum or not? So first of all, the Yeshua's Yankov brings that maybe siyum shouldn't work because you could do suud in the night. Want to be sameach for a siyum? What's the whole idea? The we're always thinking about, we try to put a siyum for the fast. It's really the opposite. Person is mesayim mesechto. He needs to do a suudas mitzvah. Oh, suudas mitzvah is doiche the fast. But here I can do the suudas mitzvah in the night. I don't have to do the suudas mitzvah in the day. Bishwa regular Pesach. I can't do it in the night because it's already Pesach. I can't doiche. I want to do doiche to Pesach. And my mitzvah was simcha. I want to do it that day. But here, wait for the night. That's what the Yeshua Sakhar already brings. Now, even if you somehow want to do it on Thursday, you want to do the siyum on Thursday, because you say you don't want to do it in the night, you want to do it in the day, and let's say you don't take the schum of the Yeshua Sakhar, the place you bring, the Harvey Kodesh, the Reis of Kodesh, and the Mikro Kodesh brings, to explain the Tzvi Pesach Frank, that according to that, you should fast on Friday. You're really supposed to fast on Friday. We don't do it because it's on Shabbos. I do it Thursday. Thursday I do a siyum. That's very nice. But then I have a siyum on Friday. But then I have a fast on Friday. How do you avoid yourself from fasting on Friday? That's the problems that Achronim bring over here. Furthermore, the reason that we said, we didn't mention the Aruch HaShulchan, it says, the reason why we make it with a siyum is because what? The reason we make it with a siyum is because it's very, one of the reasons the Aruch HaShulchan says, because we're eating in the night. It's very hard to go to the seder when you're fasting. That doesn't apply when you're doing a tanis b'chorus earlier. So the chur, according to that, the siyum should not work. So do we have to say that Thursday this year we should have to be, you have to fast, the prayer have to fast, according to all these problems. Lamai say the minig is to be makel. Part of the reason to be makel is, first of all, the fast, the get-go of the fast, is already something which starts with second surf, and we said, it's not as chomer. That's number one. Number two, there's an opinion that says you don't have to fast at all. If it's not on Shabbos, you don't fast at all. The Shulchan Aruch brings the halach. So here, that I'm already fasting. With the other opinion, I'll be soymich on the seal. There's a third reason that Ari Kodesh brings, Ari Kodesh, is that you can't, there's a klal in second zvachim. The more says in second zvachim, it can be that the tofel is more chomer than the ikr. So in the ikr, I can do a seal, and the tofel, I can't do a seal. So that's why this all adds, that's what we make kill to do a siyum on Erev Pesach that's Chabbos Shabbos. We do a siyum on Tais Bechoros on Thursday. But Lamaise say there is a Chumra brought down. Both, I saw over here that the Mikra Kodesh brings it. Also, I saw with the Rav Stein Zechon Levracha, that put in a sefer on Erev Pesach Chabbos Shabbos. He goes in his footnotes, and he summarizes very nicely, that some are makbid to, first of all, some are makbid to do a siyum Thursday and Friday. So Reb Chaim Kanevsky does siyum Thursday and Friday. Reb Chaim Kanevsky does siyum every day, so I don't know if it's a big chiddush. But he does, he's not makbid to do siyum Thursday and Friday, and that's what his father did as well. Why? Because of these issues. You have Thursday, maybe Friday, do siyum in both. But there's another solution brought down that the Mikra Kodesh brings. The idea that if you take, you do a siyum on Thursday, you can, if you eat from the seuda on Friday, it's fine. Different mekoyris and rayas, that seuda's mitzvah doesn't mean only one day. When he did the Chanukah Sabbath, it was a 7-day simcha. Well, from here, you have a Seudas Mitzvah. Maybe you could continue on. But how do I connect the Seudas that happened yesterday? So they bring, leave a little bit of food from the Seudas, and the next day, and that's what brings over here. So he brings the way that he created Kodesh ends, and Achon Lasses B'yomei, V'lechol Gam B'yomvol M'shiroyorei HaSiyum Shalatmol. Try to eat for the leftovers from the Seudas. Different raya, one of the rayas that the Ari Kodesh brings, the idea of Shleim HaMelech, then it goes on. So you have something left over here. So so that's one of the reasons, one of the concepts of doing over here is to solve this problem. So just to summarize what we learned right now, the Tainis Bechoros, Mitzad Echa is very kal because we're moving it, you know, from its main day. Mitzad Sheni, there's Chumas over here. Now it could be a Thursday, it could be Friday, I don't know which day. Some people want to say just do the Seudah on Friday. Why? How will that work to do on Friday? Because what's the reason I'm not fasting on Friday? Because I don't want to come to Shabbos with Meune. But if I'm doing the Seudah, I know I'm doing the Seudah, so make the fast on Friday. If I know that I'm going to do now, I'm getting out of it, so it's very good. Do Kriver the fast on Friday. Do the Seudah on Friday. And you did everything well, because you know you're not coming Meune. Elmai, you can tell me, maybe you can't do the Cheshbon. I can't fast and then do a fast, then decide not to do the fast. You have to be kriveh at the fast on a certain day. So someone say want to do the Seudah on Thursday. Some do the Seudah, some say that we have to do the Seudah on both. And one of the solutions to do the Seudah, and the mice said to eat the leftovers on Friday, but the oilam was not to be made, again, based on the fact that there's a sheet to the holds, you don't have to fast at all, then you do the Seudah on Thursday, and you eat to Zan with that, and that's good enough. B'seir gomer rabbi say, chakosher v'sameach. Kol tov.
All right, we gotta keep it.
You have to press it again.
You have a son b'char?
Yeah.
My son's a boy, I prefer to see him.